Okay, now it's time to take some votes. There are two sets of votes that will occur for two agendas as provided by the board's bylaws. One is a regular voice vote agenda with several items. The rest of the items are part of what is called a roll call agenda. We'll do the voice vote agenda first. The items for the regular agenda were listed in the materials distributed to the board and posted. The secretary will read the title of all items. After she has read them, we can discuss any open issues, although I understand that the agenda items have been reviewed in at least one of the committee meetings, and you may have contacted President Killeen or a staff member for clarification. So I hope by now you have the information you need, but of course, I welcome any discussion. After the discussion, we'll vote on all items at once, and we'll vote as a group. Of course, if anyone wishes to vote uniquely on any one item that is easily accommodated, please just indicate that to Dee Dee and she'll record your vote accordingly. Dee Dee, will you as secretary please read the list of items on the regular voice vote agenda?
Yes, sir. A1, approve minutes of Board of Trustees meeting. 1, appoint Vice Chancellor for Administrative Services, Chicago. 2, approve restatement of 403B plan document to incorporate current plan document and amendments 1, 2, and 3 into the IRS 403B pre-approved plan provisions. 3, appointments to the faculty administrative professional staff and intercollegiate athletic staff. 4, appoint interim dean, College of Business and Management, Springfield. 5, sabbatical leaves of absence 2018-2019. 6, appoint faculty fellows to the Institute for the Humanities, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Chicago. 7, establish the Bachelor of Science in Liberal Arts and Sciences, in Computer Science and Geography, and Geographic Information Science, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Urbana. 8, establish the Clinical Sciences Department, Carl, Illinois, College of Medicine, Urbana. 9, establish the Biomedical and Translational Sciences Department, Carl, Illinois, College of Medicine, Urbana. 10, establish the Master of Science in Supply Chain and Operations Management, College of Business Administration and the Graduate College, Chicago. 11, establish the Center for Urban Education Leadership, College of Education, Chicago. 12, rename and revise the Master of Science in Mathematics, Concentration in Probability and Statistics, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, and the Graduate College, Chicago. 13, eliminate the Master of Arts in Environmental Studies, College of Public Affairs and Administration, Springfield. 14, name the Axis Risk Management Academy, Geese College of Business, Urbana. 15, name the Origin Ventures Academy for Entrepreneurial Leadership, Geese College of Business, Urbana. 16, approve student health insurance rates for Urbana, Chicago, and Springfield Universities, academic year 2018-2019. 17, appoint interim dean, College of Medicine, Chicago. 18, approve revisions to mission statement of Graduate Medical Education, University of Illinois College of Medicine at Chicago, and University of Illinois Hospital and Health Sciences System. 19, approve closing of India liaison office and related bank account.
Thank you, Dee Dee. May I have a motion to approve these items?
So moved.
Thank you, Jill. And a second?
Second.
Thank you, Ray. Any discussions or questions concerning any of these items? Student trustees, Edwin, Trey, Karina, any comments or questions on any of the items?
No. I think that Barb did a great job detailing the student insurance, and I didn't really know much about it, but as a student that constantly opts out on it, it's great knowing that information.
I would just say that I think we need to do a better job making sure the information in regards to, like, the health insurance is a little bit more accessible to the students, just because, like, a lot of students have issues with this. After knowing the knowledge I've gained via sitting on the committee, I'm able to understand a little bit more and how the numbers are breaking down, but the common student probably won't really know that much information. So just trying to find ways to be a little bit more accessible to the public.
I wonder if that's published on website or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the most part, I've seen students find out about waiving out of the insurance through older students, For the most part, I've seen younger students end up paying the fee, not knowing that they were paying double. So.
Covered by their parents' plan, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Last comment. I would say that the opt-out procedure has gotten better over the last couple of years, but I hope that we don't remain contempt because we still have ways to go in terms of making sure that information is accessible as well.
Okay, thank you. If there's no further discussion, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay.
I'm just going to abstain on 14 and 15 and in favor of all the rest.
Okay, thank you, Pat. All right, thank you. Ayes have it, and the items are approved. The next session is a roll call agenda, and these are the items that specifically require a roll call vote where we go around the table. We vote individually by trustee, but we will attempt to do this on the entire collective package. Of course, if anyone would like to vote uniquely on any one item, this can easily be arranged. Dee Dee, would you please read the items on the roll call agenda?
Yes, sir. 20, approve fiscal year 2018 services and management agreement for the University of Illinois Alumni Alliance. 21, auxiliary facilities system revenue bonds, series 2018A. 22, award construction contract for classroom addition and renovation, School of Labor and Employment Relations, Urbana. 23, increase project budget and award construction contracts for renovation and addition, dining facility, Illinois Street Residence Hall, Urbana. 24, increase project budget and amend professional services consultant contract for renovation and addition, small animal surgery, veterinary teaching hospital, Urbana. 25, purchase recommendations. 26, authorized settlement, estate of Logan Samir Brown claim.
Thank you, Dee Dee. I'd entertain a motion to approve these items.
So move.
Second.
Trey and Karina with a second. Thank you. Any discussion or questions on any of these items? Would you please conduct the roll call vote?
Yes, sir. Mr. Cepeda.
Yes, to all.
Mr. Edwards.
Yes, to all.
Mr. Fitzgerald.
Abstain on 22 to 25 and approve 20, 21, and 26. Thank you.
Got it. Thank you. Dr. King.
Yes, to all.
Dr. Koritz.
Yes, to all.
Mr. McMillan.
Yes, to all.
Mr. Mitchell.
Yes, to all.
Mr. Montgomery, Governor Rauner. Ms. Reyes.
Yes, to all.
Mr. Robles.
Yes, to all.
Ms. Smart.
Yes, to all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dee Dee. Okay, great. That business is taken care of. At this time, I would like to ask if any trustees have any old business to bring up. Hearing none, same on any new business. The only new business I have is future meetings. Thursday, May 17th in Springfield. Then we're back here in Urbana on Thursday, July 19th. As I mentioned earlier, our board retreat will be on Friday, July 20th. And then we're back here in Urbana again on Thursday, September 27th. Tim, do you have any concluding remarks?
Just to thank the board, as always, for the support, suggestions, and thoughtful analysis, touching on all the major U of I issues, approaches, accomplishments, and challenges we face. Thank you.
My only comment is the board is going to need to go back into executive session over lunch. Just for those in the audience, just to let you know, after we complete our executive session, we will come back into open session, but it will just be to adjourn. So probably not worth sticking around. But thank you very much for your interest in being here today. So at this time, it would be helpful to have a motion for executive session to discuss university employment or appointment-related matters, student discipline cases, purchase or lease of real property for the use of the university, and collective negotiating matters.
So moved.
Thank you, second. Karina. And Trey, for the second, thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And opposed, nay. Okay. You can grab your lunch next door, and then we'll reconvene back here. Oh.